of you have something else that you could be doing this afternoon? How many of you are still thinking about it? All right, come back, come back. Thank you so much. I want to thank the International Association of Administrative Professionals for inviting me to speak here. That's a mouthful, isn't it? Yeah, I bet you guys just say IAAP. Okay, all right. Now I'm, if it's okay with you, that's how I'll do it. And Sharon, thank you for that wonderful introduction. My name is Kim Hodes, and I am so thrilled to be here. You heard a little bit about my business background, and for somebody who had no business experience, I have had a great experience in business. And what happened after I got inducted into the Arkansas Small Business Hall of Fame was that I was being asked to speak and present, and they kept saying, share your secrets of success. I didn't know what they were. I thought, I don't really know. Now, my background was as a high school history teacher. My daughter is right now in her third year at the Walton College of Business, and so she'll come home and she'll go, Mom, we're doing market analysis. We're doing data research. This, she's doing summer semester, and they're doing multiple regression charts. I'm like, what is that? I'm thinking there's all this stuff that would be really good for me to know as a businesswoman that I don't. I was a history teacher, so if any of you would like to hear me recite the Gettysburg Address, 87 years ago, our forefathers brought forth on this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men and women, yes, are created equal. Never once in the last 9 years in business have I needed that information. So what I found, most of us, when things are going well, we know how to handle that. We know how to handle it when things are going smoothly. It's when things get rough, when we find ourselves in a sticky situation, that we need a little bit of help. And what I found was that because I didn't know what I was doing, and I don't know anything about the market analysis and the data research and all that, that I would get myself in a lot of sticky situations. In fact, it's perfect. I'm even going to show you how good I'm at getting myself in sticky situations. I got here, and Carrie said her email list. And I said, oh, what a good idea. I want an email list. I send out an e-zine. I want all their emails so I can keep up with them and send them my e-zine. I didn't even think about that. See, I don't have any business experience. So I have a great e-zine that I send out with lots of fun information every month. If you want, you can sign this, and I'll send it to you, okay? How's that? See, I'm a quick learner. I've got that much on my side. And then I was in here at the end of Gary's, and he had people fill out an evaluation so we could get testimonials. How brilliant. I didn't think of that either. So you guys, you know, if I email you, then if you like what I say, you can send me a testimonial. We'll all be happy. I'll figure it out one way or the other. So what I did, I thought, what are the secrets to my success? And so what I decided to do, because I figured out real clearly that the secrets of my success had to come from when I was in trouble, not when things were going well. And I tend to get myself in trouble a lot. So I kept a journal for 30 days. And at the end of every day, I would write down anything that had come up, any sticky situation, anything that was uncomfortable, any frustration, any problem I'd had, and then how I resolved it. And at the end of 30 days, I went back and I looked at all this information, and I began to see a pattern. I began to see that there was indeed a formula to what I was doing that was creating my success. And so that's what I'm going to share with you today. It's basically a four-step process, and it's kind of a process of asking yourself a series of four questions. Now, I have to tell you, because I was a history teacher, had I known, I wouldn't have let them give you the handouts yet, because you'll be looking at the handouts instead of me. So I want you to turn your handouts over, and I'm going to tell you a story, because I love stories. I've always loved stories. Ever since I was a little girl, I've loved stories. So I'm going to tell you a story that's going to illustrate these four questions, and then after the story, we'll go back and we'll break it down and look at each one bit by bit. So the story I'm going to tell you is of my very first sales call. It was only a few years ago, because my company had already hit more than $500,000 in sales before I ever made a sales call. We sell everything at trade shows and through distributors. So I had never sat knee to knee and had a sales conversation with anybody. I was terrified. So we do our market research, we pick out what we like and think is cute and figure every other woman will too. So we put together our line of jewelry, and I decide that I'm going after the big fish. There's a line of stores, and if they'll carry my product, then I know everybody else, all the smaller guys, will fall in line, because whatever these stores carry, everybody else wants. So we role play. Now, do you as administrative professionals ever role play? Oh, isn't it fun? I love to role play. Like, we bring in chairs and popcorn. We take our role playing seriously. So we role play, and I have handled every possible scenario I could imagine that could come up in this sales conversation. We've overcome all the objections. I read a few sales books to see if I could hone up my skills. I have no sales experience unless I am the mother of five. Unless you count getting a four-year-old to eat green beans, that I can sell. That I can sell. So, I'm all ready. We've role-played. We've come up with every possible scenario. I go in. Now, you ladies all look cute. You probably look cute every day when you go to work. Being in wholesale distribution, I go in with a ball cap on, looking like I just got out of the gym. But this day, I was cute. I was dressed up. And I was ready. I had my sample case. I had my spiel memorized. I walk in, shoulders back the way my mother taught me. Walk right up to one of the retail stores where he had his office. Walk right up to the cash register. Hi, my name is Kim Hodes. I have a 10 o'clock appointment with James, the buyer. I'm here with Rockwood Jewelry. I'm a little nervous. She looks at me like I have just spoken the name of the devil. She says, "You have an appointment with James?" "Yes, I do. I made it a few weeks ago." Well, her eyes light over, I'll pick on Willie, the only man in the room. Her eyes light on this man. His head's down. He's grumbling. You can tell he's really agitated. She says, "James, you have a 10 o'clock? "No, I don't, and I don't want one." Let me tell you, I hadn't role played that. She points her finger at me and says, "Well, she says you do." Well, James looks at me, and there's this old rickety chair sitting there. I think they used it as a step stool. It looked like it had been there since the Nixon administration. He points at me, and he says, "You sit right there." He looks at the little cash register gal, and he says, "You come with me." I just took a seat. I was going to do as I was told. I was out of my element. Well, I know James is a smart guy because he's responsible for about a $10 million budget, but he was not at the top of his game on this day because he didn't shut his office door, and I hear him say to the little gal running the cash register, "Give me 10 minutes with that woman." First time I'd ever been referred to as that woman. "Give me 10 minutes with that woman, and then you come say I've got a phone call and get her out of here." Okay, I had not role-played that either. So here we go. I realized as I went back and looked over all my data, and I began to put together a system as to what I did to create a win-win situation when I got in a situation that wasn't going the way I wanted. And the first thing I did was I asked myself, "What are you paying attention to, Kim? What are you paying attention to?" Because I realized in that moment with James, I could have paid attention to the fact that he was clearly having a bad day. He'd forgotten our appointment. He certainly didn't want to be there. He was going to cut it short. But instead,